14 for the win. Good morning with a KUAC UConn Quest update. I'm Dan Bross. Brent Sass ran a full team of 14 dogs across the Quest finish line in Fairbanks yesterday afternoon to claim first place. It was the second Quest victory for Sass, who runs the Wild and Free Kennel in Eureka. KUAC's Lex Trinan reports.
Wild and Free!
You're going to cry a lot here, so just fair warning.
To a crowd of several hundred fans, Sass explained that a key decision of his race strategy was to push through the central checkpoint. He said that after a cold camp out off of the windy and cold Birch Creek, it's tempting to stop in the central lodge for some hospitality. But he spent only 9 minutes there, barely enough time for a gear check.
I jumped off the ice on Birch Creek there and had a really solid run, and I just figured it was cold out. And I figured there was very little chance of anybody else actually blowing through Central. So I took the gamble and blew through Central. And it just puts a few more miles on you before you go over Eagle Summit, which is always a test.
Sass said that coming over Eagle Summit, a nearly 4,000-foot saddle with 20% grades, he was nearly broken. But that his dogs inspired him to push through.
The dogs did great.
Sass has the body of an NFL quarterback and the endurance of a former Nordic skier, which he is. But the dogs were still pushing the pace over that famed climb.
I was breathing so hard I thought I was going to pass out, but the dogs kept looking back and we just can't pull your extra 210 pounds.
He arrived at mile 101, the first checkpoint after Eagle Summit, and asked his handler, Jason Avery, where his competitors were.
I'll never forget the moment that I looked Jason in the eye and he could see the desperation in my eyes and he said, "No one's left Central." And I just like, I passed out basically. I was like, oh my God.
At mile 101, Sass was the only muster to stop and rest. That allowed him to put in some fast run times to come into Two Rivers with fresh-looking dogs. And it's something he's been doing all race, resting more at checkpoints and putting in faster run times.
And that's what made up the difference. I mean, I took longer rests than almost anybody at most of those checkpoints until they realized they couldn't catch up with me.
It also allowed him to finish with 14 dogs, the second time that that's ever happened. And there's one dog in particular that he said was the key to his victory this year.
Jeep. And he was a dog of one of my good buddies who passed away a little over a year ago, Joey Reddington. He was a sprint dog. And Joey always said when we were chatting and hanging out that this dog here, right here, could run a distance race. And after Joey passed away, I bought Jeep from Pam. And said, "You're going to be a distance dog."
He didn't put Jeep on the team until Pelly Crossing, 200 miles into the race. Changes to race rules due to low snow allowed dogs to be added later in the race. But with Jeep in the lead, he started to pull ahead and was the first musher into Dawson City at halfway.
He was phenomenal. I mean, he led 400 or 500 miles of the race. He led over American Summit in a windstorm. He brought the speed up when we needed it. He was phenomenal. And this race is really, I mean, I know Joey's spirit was out there with me the whole way and smiling down on us. So to Joey Reddington, one of my best mentors.
Head veterinarian of the UConn Quest, Nina Hansen, said she hopes that finishing with all or next to all of your dogs will become a standard. She says she's seen huge improvements in her 11 years in the sport.
The first few races I worked, there were foot problems, always splits and swollen toes and infected toes. And there's essentially none of that this year.
Moving diets away from super fat-heavy ones to add a little more carbs has also helped dogs recover faster and avoid stomach problems.
Especially for recovery, getting some carbohydrates in them is important for them to build up the glycogen in their muscles. So,
whatever it is, Brent Sass seems to have it figured out.
I can't wait until next year.
Reporting on the UConn Quest Trail in Fairbanks, I'm Lex Trinan.
Sass was followed into Fairbanks less than 2 hours later yesterday by four-time past champion Hans Gott. Gott says his mostly young team picked up the pace yesterday after struggling on the climb over Eagle Summit Sunday.
They just didn't want to go up, so I had to walk a couple of miles up Eagle Summit in front of them.
The 60-year-old Gott also points to stiff competition and confesses to losing a bit of his edge since his last Quest run back in 2011.
I got a little rusty over the years, so.
Gott was preceded across the finish about an hour later by three-time past champion Alan Moore. Moore, who won last year's Quest with 14 dogs, ran 13 in this year, a team he describes as steady but not quite at the level of Brent Sass's.
His dogs were always a little bit faster than mine.
It's really hard to overcome that.
Behind Moore, Quest veteran Michelle Phillips was fourth, followed by 2017 champ Matt Hall and veteran Paige Drobny. 21 other mushers are still on the trail. I'm Dan Bross.
KUAC coverage of the 2019 Yukon Quest is made possible by Smart Automotive, Radiology Consultants, Golden Heart Emergency Physicians, Kinross Fort Knox, North Pole Veterinary Hospital, Sourdough Fuel, Water Wagon, and Shannon and Wilson, proud sponsors of KUAC.